Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yes, good morning. This is Dale Stephenson in Virginia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is this? I apologize. Couldn't hear you.
This is Dale Stephenson in Virginia.
How you doing, Dale?
A little bit ago.
Yeah, what company are you with, Dale?
Anchor Contracting.
Okay, that's right. Contracting. Yeah, what's going on?
I printed out your form, application form, got my bank statements, got my taxes. I'm just sitting here thinking about it. What assurance can you give me that this is not a, that my information doesn't get out for the whole world to see, and that your company is legit, because you don't know me and I don't know you.
Yeah, I understand your concern. What I would recommend doing is a little bit of research on our company. We've been around for 13 years, and, you know, we wouldn't, obviously, if we didn't have a good reputation, we wouldn't have been around for so long. So I would check out some of our Google Plus reviews there if you can. Some of those even mentioned me by name. I would just do a little research on the company. Something you certainly don't have to be concerned about with us there.
Okay, because you hear all this fraud and everything all everywhere. It's just concerning that I'm giving somebody I don't know all my information. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. You know what? If you feel more comfortable, Dale, I mean, you can always just Sharpie out your account number. You know, we're not concerned with your account number until it comes time to fund your account. But, yeah, if you want, you can just, like, just Sharpie out or white out your...
I got my birth date and my Social Security number and...
Right, just items that we require, and really any bank company is going to require in order to process, you know, a business application.
I know,
there, so.
But you know what I'm saying, just with all the fraud and everything, I don't, you know...
I
would research it under what name, the credit what?
I would look up, our Google Plus reviews for Bank of Cardiff. That's what I would recommend is, yeah, check out our Google Plus reviews and... You can do a little research on us online and learn. I understand your concern. You're just trying to, you know, I don't blame you one bit. So, yeah, go ahead and check out some of our online reviews. And if you have any more questions about us, you know, you can feel free to call me. Not a problem. All right.
Okay. Now, I've got my credit score is 677.
Okay.
And I don't have any car payments. I don't have any other loans. I have a mortgage.
Okay. Yeah, that's the mortgage isn't going to affect our approval whatsoever. And, I don't see
now,
your credit.
Do you do a hard pull or do you do a soft pull on my credit?
Yeah, we do a hard pull with Experian. Just required for us to do there. So I wouldn't be concerned. I mean, your credit is right at the national average, so it's not like you have low credit.
And this loan will be reported then on my credit? Or
absolutely.
Credit?
No, it actually will not. These loans strictly go under business credit. The reason, Dale, that we do look at your personal credit is there's some people we can't legally lend to. People that have huge liens with the government, that type of thing, we can't legally lend to them, so we do have to take a glimpse at your personal credit for that reason. But this is strictly a business loan, and it's not going to show up as a loan on your credit report there. All right?
Okay.
Alrighty. Any more questions?
What kind of money? Now, Nick and I were talking about 90s. Now, I don't know if that's a feasible number or not.
Let me try to bring back up your file here. Give me a second. It was Anchor Contracting, right?
Yes.
Anchor Contracting. Yeah, how much did you guys do in sales last year?
I don't remember right off the top of my head. It's probably $500,000 to $600,000.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, I think that we'd be in the ballpark of like $60,000 to $90,000. I think that's what we'd be looking at. You know what? Zach had been in touch with you, right? He sent you that email.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Yeah. I think we'd be in the ballpark. And you don't.
I think he's trying to call me right now.
Is he any current loans right now?
No.
I think we'd be in the ballpark of $60,000 to $90,000, right around that range based on the information you're providing me. But yeah, you send that information over to Zach, we'll get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days here. We'll have an answer for you by Wednesday. And like I said, if you're concerned
by Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll get you an answer by Wednesday. And yeah, if you do have any questions, you know, you can give Zach a call. You can give me a call.
I was looking to fund another project Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, so, I mean, upon getting you approved, you liking the terms, you know, we could get you funded this week, no problem. If you do like the terms and everything, what works out there. All right. Any other questions?
So you're saying this week, not 24 hours or nothing.
So typically we get you an answer in usually 24 to 48 hours. I like to say 48 just because sometimes you never know. It gets a little prolonged. But, I mean, let's say you get your information over to Zach this morning. You know, we could very well have an answer to you by day's end tomorrow. And I would say Wednesday at the very latest. And then after that, we can get you funded very quickly.
Okay, so what are you saying when you say quickly?
So usually we get in your say you sign the documents, get them in. Usually it's one day after that. So you know, I would say Wednesday is realistic.
Probably looking Thursday.
I would say Wednesday. It depends on when. It really depends. You know, we pretty much work as fast as you do, so it depends on when you get over the documents. I would say if you know you're looking to get something that quick. You know, get the documents over to Zach this morning as soon as possible. He'll make the submission. We'll get you an answer tomorrow and then go from there. But we can work pretty quickly there. You have a big project coming up, it sounds like?
Yeah, I do. I'll need $20,000 Wednesday about noon.
Okay. I would just say get the documentation over to him. And, yeah, he'll get it submitted immediately. We'll get you an answer quickly.
Okay. All right.
All right, Dale. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, bud.
Yeah, no problem.